Morning, everybody. The curtain looks quite professional, doesn't it? Shame about the speaker that you got this morning, but we'll see how we go. I don't know if you've ever... You've thrown me off now. I don't know if you've ever bought something before, and it's not been quite what you expected it to be. Or come out the way that you expect it to be. I ordered a part for my car the other day. It was for the cage that goes around my stereo system. And I have a fascia that goes on the front that has come off because the cage behind it, the grips on it are broken. So I ordered something the other day, did a little bit of research on it, ordered it, didn't come, waited another day, didn't come. And then I was going on holiday, thought, this is never going to arrive, it's probably going to go back. Found it on my doorstep, thought, oh, that's good. It's arrived, opened it up, and it wasn't the right part. And I think sometimes in our life, sometimes we can make the assumption that life is going to go in a certain way. Maybe it's our Christian walk or whether we're in our jobs or anything like that. And sometimes things just don't go the way that we expect them to go. But we do know that God has a plan, don't we? And he has a purpose. And what is really good is when we actually see God starting to do stuff in our lives. I mean, you know when that moment happens where people's lives are actually changed? When we actually see miracles happen? And when we actually pray that it actually works? Who wants to see that more? I am so passionate about it. I want to see it more, and I'm going to share that with you today. Well, I believe that if we want to see more of these things happen, it all goes back to our relationship with God. And I think today we could talk about trying to step up our relationship to a whole new level. Is everybody with me on that? Cool. So our theme for this year is being devoted to him. Brilliant. I'm glad Pam was listening all these last 6, 7, 8 months. And today we're going to be talking about part of devotion, and we're going to be talking about that there is power in commitment to him. But before we do, I've just got a short video. It's about 5 minutes long. Great. So who wants to see heaven on earth? I would love to see that. One of my favorite parts of that video is when it talks about Jesus being in the place where heaven overlaps earth, but he chooses to leave the space, leave his comfort zone, and to go where the sin is or where the sinners are. Jesus associates himself with people who are outcasts. He performs miracles, and he leaves a legacy which even now, 2,000 years later, everyone in this room has inherited. And this is the legacy that we are inheriting. C.S. Lewis says this: Christ is the Son of God. If we share in this kind of life, we also shall be sons and daughters of God. That's a good inheritance, right? We shall love the Father as he does, as the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit will arise in us. He came to this world and became a man in order to spread to other men the kind of life he has by what I call good infection. Now, at our youth group, we're starting to see young people on fire for God. That's good, isn't it? But there is also something happening, which I believe is what we call a good infection, where their lives is starting to influence the lives of other teenagers around. We had our biggest turnout to our Christian youth camp this summer, probably because of the example of our Christian kids showing that to the non-Christian kids as well. Every Christian is to become a little Christ. And we're going to talk about this little Christ in a bit. But the whole purpose of becoming a Christian is simply nothing else. So let's just summarize what we've said here. Let's forget about our careers, our dreams, everything else in our lives just for one second, whether it's a God-given thing or not. What are we required to do? Love the Father, live a life like Christ did, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit. in order to show others how to live a life like Christ to other people. How does that sound? Everybody up for that? I know this sounds like Christianity 101, the very bare basics, but I believe this is really important for us to go back to. So what's the first thing that we have to deal with in our own lives? The first thing is sin. Okay. So we're all aware that we all sin, right? We all fall short of the glory of God. Put your hands up if you're a sinner. Saved by grace. We're all sinners. We all do things wrong. We're human, right? Is that an excuse for us to do what we like? No. But we're going to make mistakes in the future, aren't we? We're going to make mistakes. Okay. So it's important that we try to live our lives to the best of our abilities. And when we do sin, that we come back to God and we reconcile ourselves with him. In Romans 12, verses 1 to 2, it says this: "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." We worship when we listen to the music, don't we? But our true worship is a whole lifestyle of sacrifice. In our sacrifice, we become what we call little Christs. We become Christ-like. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of the world. So we're going to look at this a bit in a bit as well. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I think there's something that we have to be very intentional about as Christians, and we can't ever think that we are above sin. We are inclined to sin, okay? So we need to do something about it. And I think we have to intentionally, every day of our lives, maybe more than once, come back to God and reoffer our lives to him, despite the things that we do wrong. Does that make sense? I wonder this summer, some of you have been away on holiday, some of it's been busy, some of you might have been doing some work on your houses. How many times have we actually come back to God and said, you know what, that time where I fell out with the kids, or I wasn't very good to my spouse, or I said something that I shouldn't have. You know, how many times have we come back to God and actually had communion with him and just said, you know, God, I'm really sorry. I'm choosing now to realign myself. It is such a good practice in our lives that we do this on a regular basis. If you are a new Christian today, I want to encourage you, come back to God constantly, over and over again. Matthew 16, 24 to 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross, just like Jesus did, and follow him. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" Now I know, as I said before, this is going back to Christianity 101, the very basics, but we all conform to the ways of the world at some point, don't we, in our lives? We get busy. That is a big one in this country. We lust after material objects. We feel sorry for ourselves and think we deserve more. We help others to make ourselves look better. We judge others when that's God's job to do. And after all, we are human, right? But we have to come back to the cross. We have to take it up, and we have to let God deal with the sin and refollow him. I have a way that I try to work with our teenagers a little bit. Sometimes, it doesn't happen very often, but I'll get a teenager come up to me and they say, I've screwed up. I've really done this really, really bad thing. And to me, it's quite funny because sometimes it seems quite little to me. As you get older, sometimes the things that seem really bad aren't really so much of a big problem. But even then, it doesn't matter what we've done wrong in the past. It matters what we do going forward. And I want to challenge you guys today, Regardless of your past, regardless of your situation, regardless of where you find yourself, where are you going to go moving forward? There's going to be an opportunity later on for you guys to respond if you want to. And if that is you, if you feel like there is something that is not quite in alignment with God, there is going to be opportunity for you to make that right before God. Does that sound okay? So what's the second thing? Relationship. We need to build upon our relationship with God. The more we spend time with him, the more we love him, and the more we share that love to other people. Does anybody get frustrated with other people? I sometimes get frustrated with other people. And then I realize, actually, I'm frustrated by this person. What do I need to do? I actually probably need to spend more time with God. I need to learn to love God more. And in doing so, I will love other people more. Matthew 22, 34 to 39, the greatest commandment. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with a question. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, and it's very simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Do you know one of the most effective tactics of the enemy at the moment is to make us so busy we spend less and less time with God? We fall out of our first love with God, and then we struggle to love other people. This is no condemnation on anybody in this room at all, but I want to ask you, when was the last time that you spent time with just you and God? This summer, I bet, has been busy, right? You've been doing the things that you want to do, the things you really enjoy doing, going on holiday, spending time with other people. Some of you might have just been working and you've just been working really hard. Good for you. But regardless of our careers, our families, what is above all is our relationship with God. For those of you that aren't married yet, it's one thing that I've learned in my life. I'm only as good in my marriage as my relationship with God. And it's really important that if you want to get into a healthy relationship, and this may be for people that are also married already, that might be struggling, put your life right before God in your relationship with God, and all these things will follow. Mark 1:35. This is one example of many. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. I'm pretty sure in this country, the least attended meetings are the prayer meetings. Am I right in saying that? It definitely is in our church. And if we can't pray as a group of people, I doubt we pray very well in the quiet place, in the secret place, in that place, in our bedrooms, when it's just with just us and God. We've been trying to encourage our teenagers to pray out loud, because if they can pray out loud in public, they can pray very easily in private. Did you know that just attending church on Sunday morning doesn't cut it for a relationship with God? If that's all that we're going to do, it's just a religious activity. There is a difference. This one's for you, Sean, conversation earlier. This is a difference between religiosity and good habit. And it's really important that we put good habits in our life. We have a lifestyle of prayer. It says in the Bible to fast. We have a lifestyle of reading our Bible. We have a lifestyle of spending time with God. And we have a lifestyle of blessing other people. The last thing that C.S. Lewis talked about was having the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Some of you in this room may have never experienced the Holy Spirit. Some of you may have. I want to tell you, it is an infectious place to be. When the power of God moves, it is an infectious place to be. We just came back from Limitless Festival with the teenagers. There were some people that experienced the Holy Spirit for the first time, and it is changing their lives. There are some people that have been there time and time again, and the Holy Spirit is doing something new in their lives. It is a really exciting place. And if you are not experiencing the Holy Spirit on a regular basis, I want to encourage you to get closer into your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever forget that our empowerment never comes from ourselves, but it comes from us living life like Christ and having the empowerment of the Holy Spirit within us. So I've got one last video for you on the Holy Spirit. It's very simple, it's very basic, it's very easy. Can we show that one? Fabulous. It'll come up any minute. By the way, these videos are really good. They're from the Bible Project. If you look online, it has got some really good foundational videos and it just explains it really, really clearly. If you'd like to go on thebibleproject.com, it's a really good way. It's a really good tool. We ready, Kate? Okay. We'll come back to that in a minute. Okay, so without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, without the weight that it carries, if we try to do God's work in our own strength, it's not going to be fruitful. Do you know that? And it will not be blessed by God. But with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, what we're doing is choosing to align ourselves with what God's kingdom purpose is, and where we place our feet, we will see God move. There is something that happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon us that is an empowerment. If we are wanting to do the ministry of God and we are not empowered by the Holy Spirit, it is pretty pointless. Romans 8:11-14 said this, "And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh, it's not to the things of this world to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." Do you remember we talked about inheritance earlier? As children of God, we inherit the Spirit of God. We're ready for the video. So church today, let's not waste the gift of the inheritance that Jesus has given us. I want to ask you today, if you've never experienced the Spirit of God, there's going to be an opportunity for you to do that. Alan's going to play. He's very anointed. The Holy Spirit's going to come when he hits the first key. There you go. It's the in-joke at the moment. But I want to ask you something, very serious question then. How devoted are you to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because your devotion is really, really important. God is looking for people that are passionate, that he can use. He's looking for people that will live a life as a little Christ to show the example to those around that don't know him. And I want to ask you, did you know this is the first day of autumn? The summer has gone. Going forward, are we going to honor the theme that we have put in place to be fully devoted to God? And I don't mean half devoted, I mean fully, fully devoted to God. We have now time of worship, which you guys can and spend as much time as you like in the presence of God. God is going to move in this place because there are going to be people that are passionate about God. There is nothing, it's not going to happen. If you want to worship God, you want to meet with God, it says here in James 4:8, come near to God and he will come near to you. So I want to challenge you, if you would like to be more on fire for God, more devoted for God, I want to ask that you come to the front. And if you want to be prayed for, that's fine. Maybe we can ask some of the ministry team to possibly pray. Ministry team, don't pray for people unless they want to be prayed for. Just ask them the question. But guys, as a public declaration, if you would like to be more on fire for God, if you want to give more to God, let's give everything in this time of worship now. Does that make sense? So if you'd like to just stand up, stand to your feet, we're going to worship God, okay? If there's somebody here that is not a Christian, who would like to become a Christian, there is an opportunity for you today. Do not miss the opportunity. Just come and speak to Robin or Rachel if that's something that you would like to do. But if you feel like there is something that is blocking your relationship with God, whether it be sin, whether it be a hard situation that you find yourself in, whether it be the fact that you really haven't spent as much time with God as what you could do. Maybe you could be a little bit more devoted to God than what you've ever been before. But guys, let's not miss what God is going to do in this place, okay? Because God is going to turn up. Does that make sense? So if you'd like to start to come forward, if that's something, if you don't feel like you have to stay forward, don't want to come forward, that is fine. You can ask the person next to you to pray with you if that's what you'd like. But if you would like to receive more of the Holy Spirit, if you would like to be more devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ than what you've ever been before, I remember the age of 14, I said to God in a youth meeting, I said, God, there is nothing, even if all of my family go away from you, I'm going to keep on going, I'm going to keep on going, I'm going to keep on going. I'm not going to miss that opportunity. So guys, let's press in now. I think we're going to sing Come Holy Spirit. Is that right, Alan? We're going to sing something. We're going to sing whatever you like. It doesn't matter because God is in this place. So Father God, let's raise our hands, Father. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that in everything I do, Lord, I just want to give everything to you right now. Holy Spirit, come upon us all in this place. Lord, I just want to receive more of you, Lord. I don't know in my own life if there's sometimes things I don't do right, but I'm going to put it right before you now. I'm going to choose to make that decision to give you my everything. So come on, church, let's worship him. Let's start to praise. Let's start to sing his name. Jesus, we want more of you in this place. We want more of you in this place. Oh, Lord, you are so good. You are such a good God. Oh, Holy Spirit, Lord, we ask for more of you, Lord. We ask for more of you, Lord. Lord, we pray this will be a season like no other. Lord, we give you everything, Lord, as we sing, Lord. We give you everything, Lord. Amen. Amen.